I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Lipo Dental Studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Bradley spins out of traffic. Heavy touch. Gets it away for Zardes. The return takes a deflection. Jordan Morris controls. Jordan Morris has scored! The Stanford University sophomore, his first goal for the United States, gives them the lead over Mexico.
Jordan Morris is a college player at Stanford. Seattle's been trying to sign him. He's been brought into camps. Jurgen Klinsmann scores his first ever goal for the U.S. All of a sudden, there's all this talk about, you know, Klinsmann. Look, the kid's getting a chance. Simple reason. There's not a lot of depth at the forward position. Him and Juan Agudelo were there to get opportunity, whether he's a college player or not. Now, it is a great talking point because it leads to this. It leads to the fact that Jurgen Klinsmann says you've got to be playing at a higher level. So is he going to leave Stanford? Is he going to go pro? We don't know. But I'll tell you what, he looked pretty good in front of 64,000 people, handled the situation very well, and took his goal beautifully. And the other thing you got to consider, too, he's a different type of striker. He looks a little bit more like a sort of a Josie Altidore, can hold it up, make good runs in the box, strong, powerful. And frankly, we don't have depth at that position in this country. So, you know, I think it's a great story that he's a college player, but you know what? Look for players anywhere you want. I don't think this has anything to do with somebody one-upping MLS or any of that. Strictly coach's preference. And that's what happens. It's not always a conspiracy theory. The kid, obviously, in the mind of Jurgen Klinsmann, is a player that needs opportunity. Now, what happens with him in the future? Who knows? And does he stay in college? Does he go pro? You know, he's at Stanford. So we'll see what happens in the future. But I don't think there's anything to this more than this is the preference of a coach. And coaches pick players for certain reasons. I mean, let's take Will Bruin of the Houston Dynamo. Was an automatic starter under Dom Kinnear all the time. Automatic starter. Well, this year it's a little different story. Different coaches look at it differently. That doesn't mean Will Bruin's out of the picture. In fact, he came on and had his best minutes. His touch was incredible. That led to the Ricardo Clark goal. I think we do have that goal, don't we? We have the Rico goal?
Yes.
From the D.C. game? Let's take a listen to that. But coaches have preferences. Here's the Dynamo tying goal in the nation's capital.
Here's Brad Davis now. Dynamo got a lot of players in front of the ball. Davis gets across it. Flicked on. What a save, Dykstra. It's pounded. Once again, it's Rico Clark, and the Dynamo have the vital second-half tying goal here. Look at the emotion from Ricardo Clark here in the nation's capital.
Yeah, but the touch from Will Bruin was vital. Got across a defender at the near post, redirected it, goalkeeper spilled it, couldn't hold it because, you know, the pace was in the delivery from Brad Davis. Ball pounced loose, and who's the sharpest guy in the penalty area? Well, Ricardo Clark. It's your tying goal. The Dynamo would push the last 15 minutes to try and win that game. They look like the home team. And I'm going to take a real guess here before I interview Owen Coyle tomorrow for Dynamo All Access. that he was in the locker room going, this was a game we should have won, knowing him as a manager. Well played, boys. This is a game we should have won. And it's that sort of conviction and belief that you should win. And I got to tell you, that was refreshing to see the Dynamo trying to win it on the road. Any comments on that tonight? 713-780-3776 is a number. 713-780-3776 is a number. Champions League, U.S.-Mexico, bring it on. Talk to me about Jordan Morris, too. Do you think it's strange a college kid's in the team? I just think it's a great story. I think it's a personal preference. Is it anything other than that, that Jordan Morris is being called in to the U.S. men's national team? All right, real quick here. Again, that's 713-780-3776. Budweiser, remind you, soccer fans, and Bud Light, that they are the official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 and the Mexican national team. Bud Light, remind you that we are in one of the great soccer cities in America. Get your tickets, whether it's to MLS, the NWSL, to the Gold Cup coming this summer. Get your tickets. Get into the beautiful BBVA Compass Stadium. Bud Light, remind you that you got to get down and experience this stadium live. If you've never been to BBVA Compass Stadium, you got to go down there. It's a part of the great stadium setup here in Houston. Every seat is good. It's intimate. Whether it's for the Dynamo Dash International Soccer, it doesn't matter. Get in to BBVA Compass Stadium. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. Bud Light, the official beer of the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Now, I promised to, and this is really nice, charity things are good. I think we all have a place that we have to pay. In other words, pay it forward a little bit. And my little thing is the Kick Cancer Soccer Clinics. Nobody's trying to set a legacy here or any of that stuff. I think all of us can give and be respectful of others in other situations. So Fred Fowler, of course, of the Blitz, we'll run the Terry Fox run on Sunday at Tom Bass Park. There's a 10K, there's a 5K, there's a walk run. All of the money goes to MD Anderson. Now, if you remember, Terry Fox was the guy who had only one leg. The run began in Canada. Fred told me that his wife ran in the very first one. The Canadian Club of Houston is putting it on because Terry Fox was Canadian. Fred says there's still a few hundred dollars from their goal. Any little bit will help. We've got a number of links here. It's www.thedriven.net/fundraising.login-EID-1690024568. I'm going to put this up on my Soccer Matters Facebook page. And then if you want to run in it, it's www.terryfoxrunhouston.com. So I'm going to get that information out on social media. But Terry Fox Run is Sunday at Tom Bass Park. A 10K, a 5K, you can walk it, you can run it, you can crawl it for all they care, as long as you get the great donations in to MD Anderson. I might even go out there and walk. I'll see what I'm doing Sunday. But we all remember Terry Fox. This run began in Canada, and Fred wanted me to mention that. So I'll get this up on social media as well, and let's help get the Fred over the finish line as far as the goal that he's trying to meet. Is only a couple hundred dollars away. All right, time now for the Bayern Munich goal of the week. We're going to have to give this one Michael Carroll, and Michael voted on this one here tonight as well. This one has to go to the Neymar goal, but set up in amazing fashion by Andreas Iniesta as Barcelona beats PSG today 2-0.
Having to jab it into midfield, that's what Barcelona want them to do. That's where they're winning the ball back time and again.
Look at this for a run from Andres Iniesta. Carried it such a long way. Beautiful ball. Neymar has done it again. Fourth game against PSG this season, and he scored in everyone. And just as he got the breakthrough goal in Paris, he's done it. But huge credit there to Andres Iniesta. Laurent Blanc is crestfallen, and his team are heading out.
So that was Andreas Iniesta racing through PSG, setting up Neymar. Neymar had a wonderful touch. It was like these two guys didn't break a sweat. Did you see that goal today? 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. Now, the other question I was needing to ask here was, could top MLS teams compete in England in the Premier League? Very difficult because of the amount of money spent on players, depth of rosters. No, it would be difficult. It's almost an unfair comparison to even think about putting that forward. Now, could the LA Galaxies of the world, some of them compete with lower-end Premier League teams? I think so, yeah. But you also have to consider the change in the league, the indigenous environment. I know people like to make these comparisons all the time. I think it's a difficult one. Could they compete with the Chelseas, Manchester United, and Manchester Cities? No. Could they compete with the lower-end teams, the teams trying to fight off relegation? Yeah, I think so, to a degree. Yes. Was Louis van Gaal arrogant? Said it was one of their best games of the year against Chelsea. Do you think it was arrogant? 713-780-3776. I think managers, and we've seen them address things after games in a lot of different ways. I mean, I've seen MLS managers talking to me after games where they've been average to subpar. And by the time you're done talking to him after the game, you would have thought you just watched the reincarnation of the 1970 Brazilian World Cup winners with Pelé and Carlos Alberto. I think there's some managers that will always just spin it positive to you, no matter what. I think there's others that will tell it like it is. There's always concern about players. But there's a way to take accountability for not playing well. And I think the best managers do that. I think you got one here in Houston who does that, Owen Coyle. And again, the Dynamo coming off one of their best efforts of the year. So they've gone on the road, gotten a draw in L.A., lost 1-0 in Seattle, and got a draw in D.C. These are three very difficult environments against three of the supposed better teams in Major League Soccer. One's a defending MLS Cup champion. The other one got to the semifinals. Conference finals. And there's DC United, who, you know, had an unbelievable year last year, and they're playing in RFK, the nation's capital. So pretty positive. If you're a Dynamo fan, you got to be feeling really positive right now. You know, some people are, oh, look, they only scored one goal. Well, they didn't watch the game. You got to watch the game to know what happened. You got people writing articles on stats, and there's nothing better than the human eye when forming an opinion and a judgment. And it's tough these days because you can't cover everything. I mean, I have to pick out games I watch. So I watched Manchester United-Chelsea today. I focused more on the Bayern game, but then I started turning a little bit towards Barca. Stuff. We got a great show tomorrow night, by the way, part two of Jeff Cameron. We got part one of Jeff Cameron tonight. I think it's time for Bad Boys, Michael, because there was one really very bad... Oh, this was a bad man. Major League Soccer.
Is that a spit, David? Was that a spit?
What you gonna do when they come for you?
Yes, it's a red card. He spat.
There's a red card that's just been issued. Henry's been kicked out of the match.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Wait a minute, he's taking another card out for Beckham. It's a red card for David Beckham.
Oh, طرد لرونالدينو. عفوا هي بطاقة صفراء. الحكم يعني لقطة طريفة في المباراة.
So Columbus got a 3-0 win over Orlando City. Federico Higuain, Kai Kamara, Justin Merrim were the goal scorers. 34th minute, Rafael Ramos of Orlando City. Shocking tackle. A man who clearly just lost his head, frustrated, flew into it against Waylon Francis. Studs out and nailed the Costa Rican. So Ramos got sent off. And he is our bad boy, Rafael Ramos of Orlando City, who saw the red mist. 713-780-3776. Want your thoughts here tonight. So Friday night, New York, a 2-0 win over San Jose. The takeaway? Well, the Red Bulls should have had 5 or 6 in this, especially at the end of the game. And after the game, they were complaining that they didn't play good enough. That's a sign of a good thing. The New York Red Bulls under Jesse Marsh, the only undefeated team in the league. Columbus 3, Orlando 0. FC Dallas, 206-minute weather delay. 3-2 over Toronto FC. Castillo scoring 29 seconds in. Three FC Dallas goals in 27 minutes. Seattle 3, Colorado 1. The amazing sweeping first touch from Obafemi Martins, who scores. Vancouver continuing to win. 1-0 over RSL at RSL. Darren Maddox, who's been playing up front with Giles Barnes in Jamaica. LA 2-1 over Sporting Kansas City. Sporting Kansas City might feel hard done in that. They're coming in here. New England 2-1 winners over Philadelphia. Portland 1-0 over New York City FC. I think that was a little bit against the run of play, but boy, a much needed points for New York. Liberty Kitchen in the Heights. Liberty Kitchen on San Felipe near the Galleria. Award-winning chefs at both these restaurants. Best in seafood and meats. The Raw Bar at Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette on San Felipe. Fantastic. Smoked salmon at Liberty Kitchen in the Heights. Austin Field over there. Fresh fish, oysters, gumbo, right on down to amazing steaks and burgers. They are serving breakfast on the weekend, so get there. Take it from me. The dining experience at Liberty Kitchen and Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette, incredible. LibertyKitchen.com, LibertyKitchenOysterette.com. My good friend Carl Eves, one of the owners involved with the Houston Football Association, huge soccer fan and a huge fan of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. We'll take a break, Michael Carroll.
Injected with a poison.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Lipo Dental Studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back, everybody. A couple of things to expect here in the coming half hour. We will go to Munich, Germany with Sal Mitha to talk about Bayern's huge win today over Porto. You can watch now. The Copa MX final is beginning here. Stay with us on the radio, but Puebla and Chivas, so Kubo Torres is likely to play in that one, and I believe he is in the starting lineup. Bayern Munich again, 6-1 over FC Porto. Would love to get a couple of quick calls here before we go to this next break. 713-780-3776. Barcelona over PSG 2-0. Both of those teams advancing, Bayern Munich and Barcelona. Tomorrow at Juventus, I believe, in Monaco. And then Atletico and Real Madrid. I'm picking Atletico with the upset over Real Madrid based on the absence of Benzema and Gareth Bale. And by the way, that's at the Bernabeu. And Juventus will advance. Juventus will get to the final four teams, and Juventus will begin to bring back a little bit of respect to Italy as the old lady will advance. And it's time that Juventus and Italian football, I think, is making a slow, methodical move to get back into the European picture on strength. 713-780-3776 is a number to call in today. Player of the day, I got to think it's got to be Robert Lewandowski of Bayern Munich in the absence of Arjen Robben, the absence of Frank Ribery. But I'll tell you what I'd put right next to him. Thomas Müller. This kid, clearly one of the tops in the world now. Attitude, energy, ethic, focus, concentration. Saying all the right things in the press before it. And again, Bayern Munich dismantles Porto today, 6-1, without Bastian Schweinsteiger, Frank Ribery, and Arjen Robben. It's pretty incredible when you think about it. Does anybody want to talk about Jordan Morris, the college player? Because he scores a goal in front of 64,000 people. And I think there's, you know, look, it's a great story because he is a college player. It's been 22 years since anybody scored a goal from the college game. And, of course, a lot of this has to do with the national team used to be college players. He's only 20 years old. played at Stanford. He debuted for the U.S. November 18th in a loss to Ireland. In 1999, Chris Albright, who used to play for D.C. United, out of the University of Virginia, was called up to the U.S. national team, was the first college player to score. And that's Bruce Arena was a coach then, so we knew him. But Morris, I just think this is a preference of Jurgen Klinsmann. Thinks the kid could play. Why does it have to be something else? Now, what is going to happen to Jordan Morris in the next couple of years? Is he going to leave and play for the Seattle Sounders? Because Jurgen Klinsmann has said you got to be playing at the highest level. Not everything is black and white. Not in this country, especially when you don't have a mature player development system, which is moving and improving. That's what everybody forgets when these discussions occur. And another thing, after Jozy Altidore and Clint Dempsey, where's the depth? Who's the next strikers for this national team? Who's the next holding-type target man up front? Jordan Morris has got some good characteristics there. Got a long way to go. I don't think there's any question. All right. Again, reminder, Bayern Munich, the gorgeous Gale, two great places to watch the Champions League tomorrow. Please get over there and check it out. If you want the best in contemporary furniture, it's Jan Christensen. It's Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture over on Westheimer and Fondren. Get over there, talk to Jan. We do appreciate that. Follow me at Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. Get over to our Facebook page, Soccer Matters. Friend us, like us. You can even talk to producer Mike over there. We'll take a break. More to come here. Next, we go to Munich, Germany.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Lipo Dental Studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Reminder, let me tell you about two of my favorite restaurants in Houston, Liberty Kitchen in the Heights and Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette on San Felipe near the Galleria. Award-winning chefs at both of these locations. Travis Lenig, we actually had him in studio. Was just on the cover of a local newspaper. I love the raw bar at Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette, plus the smoked salmon over at Liberty Kitchen in the Heights, which has a little bit more of an Austin feel. Fresh fish, oysters, gumbo, right on down to amazing steaks and burgers, serving breakfast on the weekends. Take it from me for an amazing dining experience. Liberty Kitchen and Liberty Kitchen Oysterette. That's libertykitchen.com. And how about this? We go right to Munich, Germany right now with our good friend from Talking Fußball, Sal Mietha. Sal, thank you for staying up so late tonight.
Yeah, good enough, Glenn. Yeah, you got me hungry talking about all that good food. I'm missing it.
Hey, listen, you get good food in Germany, but listen, I'm sure there's a few Wiener Schnitzels being eaten tonight and washed down with some great German beer after what was just an absolutely unbelievable performance from Bayern Munich here in the second leg against Porto.
You know, it was a typical performance at home, and it was a typical bounce-back performance at home. They're indestructible there, Bayern. But in the Champions League, we saw the last two rounds, they played poorly on the road. They were 0-0 draw at Donetsk. They lost at Porto. Oh my gosh, what's going to happen with Bayern? There was of course some more drama before that. We'll talk about that. But then to come out and to win the way they did against Donetsk 7-0, and then today jumping out to a 5-0 lead, it goes to show that how deep this team is. Even though you can see their whole roster injured, you got Ribery and Robin injured, Bastian Schweinsteiger and David Alaba, they still were able to be, they were so powerful, which only makes what Pep Guardiola is doing at Bayern even much more important, what he does, that he can win without his stars and go in there and win in the Champions League.
Now, that is a great point you just brought out, because that's just almost mind-boggling to think of what you just said there. So I hope everybody at home has absorbed that. But then the secondary thing I would say is, isn't that maybe the loss at Porto in the first leg, isn't that potentially a timely loss, something that could be healthy in the long run for them in the Champions League?
Yes and no, and I'll tell you why I agree with you. First of all, it's a good timely loss because maybe they're getting a little bit arrogant that they can always rely on being at home and winning, and they say, okay, maybe it's going to be tough the rest of the way. But the thing is that in the Bundesliga, they've cruised to the Bundesliga. They cruised to the Champions League. And what's scary now for Bayern is I was just looking at the draw that will happen on Friday. Bayern have enjoyed always knowing that they're going to play the second game at home. I don't believe in the home field advantage in the second game because the away goal rules come in. And even if Porto pulled two tonight, it could have been tough for Bayern. But still, they knew they were playing at home at Allianz Arena. They won't have that luxury. They may play the first game at home, and then they're going to have to play at Barcelona or at Real Madrid. They've shown that they're kind of a weak team on the road. So I still don't see this team. And also in the Bundesliga, they struggled at Dortmund. They struggled on the road a little bit. Even though they keep winning in the Bundesliga, they have yet to be tested in a win or go-home match. And the last two Champions League matches have been at home. Let's see what happens in the next round. So I think we're going to have to wait and see, but Pep Guardiola knew they were going to win, but they won't have the luxury next round, so let's see what happens.
Yeah, maybe it could be a crutch as well. Good point there. Thomas Mueller, so impressed with his leadership in the press, talking about we just need a good, measured, consistent performance here today. He's unbelievable today. Do we need to begin to talk about him as one of the top 15 players in the world?
Yeah, I think in 2010, when he was the leading goal scorer at the World Cup, was the beginning of the Thomas Mueller growth. And, of course, he's been very fortunate. I was talking about earlier that because of what Ribery and Robin do to the offense by pulling the defenses so close to goal, that someone like an attacking player, a guy with a nose for the goal like Thomas Mueller, he shines. But also, yeah, because of all the injuries and Schweinsteiger being out and Philipp Lahm also being out, he is now almost like the senior member along with Ribery and Robin. And now he's the main guy up front. And he's handling it well. He's very comfortable. He's been scoring those timely goals over the last couple of weeks. And because I do see him outside of the press area and outside of the games, I know that he is a little bit of he's a star. He knows he is. But when they pull him for a TV interview, he's starting to say the right things. He's starting to be, like you said, that leader. And I wouldn't be surprised that after Lahm is gone and after Schweinsteiger is gone, that the next captain of Bayern could be Thomas Müller.
All right. Last question for you, Sal. Just a little bit on Jurgen Klopp. We know he's leaving Dortmund now. He's being replaced. Where do you think he's going to end up?
Right now, everything's England. You know, I think West Ham, there were some rumors about that earlier this week. And now, of course, Arsenal saying he'd be the perfect fit for the Gunners. I think that he got a taste of what can happen in England when the final was played at Wembley a couple of years ago and they were playing against Bayern. The English media loved him. He could be the next Jose Mourinho coming in and just winning over the crowd. And he knew that his voice was now becoming tired at Dortmund. He had done his job at Dortmund. The next big challenge is either Spain or most probably England.
Sal, as always, we thank you very much. A tremendous update from Munich, Germany. Sal Mietha there. Great having him weigh in, as always. The Daspit Law Firm, working for you 24-7. The Houston personal injury attorney handling personal injury cases. Plant and refinery accidents, medical injuries, industrial accidents, 18-wheeler accidents, right down to boat and car accidents to wrongful death. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915. DaspitLaw.com. Rest assured in times of stress, depending on the circumstances of your accident, that you have a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side to fight for your right for compensation. That's the Daspit Law Firm, toll-free, 888-273-1045 in English and Spanish. Contact DaspitLaw.com. Part one of the Jeff Cameron interview coming up next on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Lipo Dental Studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Reminder, let me tell you about two of my favorite restaurants in Houston, Liberty Kitchen in the Heights and Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette on San Felipe near the Galleria. Award-winning chefs at both of these locations. Travis Lenig, we actually had him in studio. I was just on the cover of a local newspaper. I love the raw bar at Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette, plus the smoked salmon over at Liberty Kitchen in the Heights, which has a little bit more of an Austin feel. Fresh fish, oysters, gumbo, right on down to amazing steaks and burgers, serving breakfast on the weekends. Take it from me for an amazing dining experience. Liberty Kitchen and Liberty Kitchen Oysterette. That's libertykitchen.com. And how about this? We go right to Munich, Germany right now with our good friend from Talking Fußball, Sal Mietha. Sal, thank you for staying up so late tonight.
Yeah, good enough, Glenn. Yeah, you got me hungry talking about all that good food. I'm missing it.
Hey, listen, you get good food in Germany, but listen, I'm sure there's a few Wiener Schnitzels being eaten tonight and washed down with some great German beer after what was just an absolutely unbelievable performance from Bayern Munich here in the second leg against Porto.
You know, it was a typical performance at home, and it was a typical bounce-back performance. At home, they're indestructible there, Bayern. But in the Champions League, we saw the last two rounds, they played poorly on the road. They were 0-0 draw at Donetsk. They lost at Porto. Oh, my gosh, what's going to happen with Bayern? There was, of course, some more drama before that. We'll talk about that. But then to come out and to win the way they did against Donetsk, 7-0, and then today jumping out to a 5-0 lead, it goes to show that how deep this team is. Even though you can see their whole roster injured, you got Ribery and Robin injured, Bastian Schweinsteiger and David Alaba, they still were able to be, they were so powerful, which only makes what Pep Guardiola is doing at Bayern even much more important, what he does, that he can win without his stars and go in there and win in the Champions League.
Now, that is a great point you just brought out, because that's just almost mind-boggling to think of what you just said there. So I hope everybody at home has absorbed that. But then the secondary thing I would say is, isn't that maybe the loss at Porto in the first leg? Isn't that potentially a timely loss, something that could be healthy in the long run for them in the Champions League?
Yes and no, and I'll tell you why I agree with you. First of all, it's a good timely loss because maybe they're getting a little bit arrogant that they can always rely on being at home and winning, and it's okay. Maybe it's going to be tough the rest of the way. But the thing is that in the Bundesliga, they've cruised to the Bundesliga, they cruised to the Champions League, and what's scary now for Bayern is I was just looking at the draw that will happen on Friday. Bayern have enjoyed always knowing that they're going to play the second game at home. I don't believe in the home field advantage in the second game because the away goal rules come in, and even if Porto pulled two tonight, it could have been tough for Bayern. But still, they knew they were playing at home at Allianz Arena. They won't have that luxury. They may play the first game at home, and then they're going to have to play at Barcelona or at Real Madrid. They've shown that they're kind of a weak team on the road. So I still don't see this team, and also in the Bundesliga, they struggled at Dortmund. They struggled on the road a little bit. Even though they keep winning in the Bundesliga, they have yet to be tested in a win or go home match. And the last two Champions League matches have been at home. Let's see what happens in the next round. So I think we're going to have to wait and see. But Pep Guardiola knew they were going to win, but they won't have the luxury next round. So let's see what happens.
Yeah, maybe it could be a crutch as well. Good point there. Thomas Muller, so impressed with his leadership in the press, talking about we just need a good, measured, consistent performance here today. He's unbelievable today. Do we need to begin to talk about him as one of the top 15 players in the world?
Yeah, I think in 2010, when he was the leading goal scorer at the World Cup, was the beginning of the Thomas Muller growth. And, of course, he's been very fortunate. I was talking about earlier that because of what Ribery and Robin do to the offense by pulling the defenses so close to goal, that someone like an attacking player, a guy with a nose for the goal like Thomas Muller, he shines. But also, yeah, because of all the injuries and Schweinsteiger being out and Philipp Lahm also being out, he is now almost like the senior member along with Ribery and Robin. And now he's the main guy up front, and he's handling it well. He's very comfortable. He's been scoring those timely goals over the last couple of weeks. And because I do see him outside of the press area and outside of the games, I know that he is a little bit of he's a star. He knows he is. But when they pull him for a TV interview, he's starting to say the right things. He's starting to be, like you said, that leader. And I wouldn't be surprised that after Lahm is gone and after Schweinsteiger is gone, that the next captain of Bayern could be Thomas Muller.
All right. Last question for you, Sal. Just a little bit on Jurgen Klopp. We know he's leaving Dortmund now. He's being replaced. Where do you think he's going to end up?
Right now, everything's England. You know, I think West Ham, there were some rumors about that earlier this week. And now, of course, Arsenal saying he'd be the perfect fit for the Gunners. I think that he got a taste of what can happen in England when the final was played at Wembley a couple of years ago and they were playing against Bayern. The English media loved him. You know, he could be the next Jose Mourinho coming in and just winning over the crowd. And he knew that his voice was now becoming tired at Dortmund. He had done his job at Dortmund. The next big challenge is either Spain or most probably England.
Sal, as always, we thank you very much. A tremendous update from Munich, Germany. Sal Mitha there. Great having him weigh in, as always. The Daspit Law Firm, working for you 24-7. The Houston personal injury attorney handling personal injury cases, plant and refinery accidents, medical injuries, industrial accidents, 18-wheeler accidents, right down to boat and car accidents to wrongful death. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915. DaspitLaw.com. Rest assured in times of stress, depending on the circumstances of your accident, that you have a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side to fight for your right for compensation. That's the Daspit Law Firm, toll-free, 888-273-1045 in English and Spanish. Contact DaspitLaw.com. Part one of the Jeff Cameron interview coming up next on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Danish Inspirations, Houston Modern Contemporary Furniture Store, invites all of you sucker lovers to Danish Inspirations, beautiful showroom on 2775 Fondren. I'm Jan Christensen, president of Danish Inspirations and a soccer player for 50 years. Soccer is a great sport, and Danish Inspirations is a great modern contemporary furniture store. Go to DanishInspirations.com and set your furniture goals. Goal!
Amy speaking, what's your emergency?
Ma'am, I think I'm a dog. Listen!
Sir, you're just thirsty. Have a squirt.
You're right. Guess I don't need to worry about this tail, then.
You can live with anything except thirst.
Squirt!
Welcome, mi casa es su casa.
Your friend has a really weird voice. Is he Sicilian?
Nah, he's just thirsty. Yeah, Luigi, have a squirt.
Thanks a lot, man. You can live with anything except thirst.
Squirt!
Who is it?
Hey, it's me.
Dave, I'm so sorry for making out with your cousin and your best friend. Are you here to give me a second chance?
Do you have squirt in your fridge?
Yes.
Okay. You can live with anything except thirst.
Squirt!
Dude, what time do they come on stage? It's so hot, I can't even feel my tongue.
The Sweat Skinner show will be delayed another 3 hours, but we have squirt for everyone.
You can live with anything except thirst.
Squirt!
How do you quench your thirst? Squirt, the authentic thirst quencher.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenix. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. And now you can enjoy a complimentary bottle by calling 1-800-508-2358. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increase his libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improved performance. Be more the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenix and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shoppe, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by calling now, 1-800-508-2358. That's 1-800-508-2358.
SVP and Rosillo.
If you're Tennessee, would you give the second pick for Rivers?
Yeah.
Weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'd do it in the blink of an eye if I was Tennessee. Because whoever, whether it's Mariota or Winston, neither one of them is going to be as good next year or the year after that or probably the year after that. Almost certainly neither is going to be as good.
On ESPN 97.5.
Can you imagine how much bitter beer face Rivers would have with the Tennessee next year just being mad at everybody?
That's why I kind of want to see it.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Lipo Dental Studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Well, you couldn't end the show on any better note than tonight. Jeff Cameron of Stoke City, formerly of the Houston Dynamo, joining us here to wrap things up in big style from England. Jeff, how are you?
Good, Glenn. How are you doing?
Great to have you on the program, and great to have you on the program after what was a very impressive win, a 2-1 win over Southampton. Talk about that and the importance of this result for Stoke City.
Yeah, I mean, over the last few weeks, we've played well. Last week, we getting a result, getting a point away at West Ham. And I think we deserved a little bit more than that. But we've had a few tough games as of lately, or dropping points. And, I think three games on a losing streak, and then fighting back in last weekend to get a point, and then trying to get our home form back on par. And Southampton is a good team. They've been flying. I think they were going into fifth in a Europa League spot, and they were trying to keep their position in the table. And with a team with that confidence and how well they're playing, they're a very, very tough side, and they've shown that against the big sides this year. But I would say it wasn't the best game. I think there was a lot of balls being given away. I think both teams didn't play it to their best, but we found a way to come back into the game in the second half and scored two goals and got 3 points. So there's games where you dominate the game and you don't win, and then there's games where it's kind of back and forth. Both teams aren't playing so great, and then we get 3 points. So it was a great day for the Potters, for sure.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the critical nature of fans, the press in England. Now that you've been there a while, speak to me about that pressure, because I know it's at a much different level than it is in Major League Soccer. The healthy pressure is there, and speak about that pressure from fans, press alike.
I think they're an educated fan base with knowing how much football is the main sport here. There's no NFL, there's no Major League Baseball, there's no NBA, there's just football, some cricket, some rugby, but the main focus is football here, soccer. And with all the different media outlets, whether it's Sky Sports, BT, it's football 24/7. You come into anybody's house, it's football on the TV, and someone's talking about some game or whatnot. And it's just the pressure of, the teams, the fans require you to put out a shift every single weekend, which I think like anybody else does. And it just shows you, they hold you to a higher standard. And, if you come off the field and you didn't play a great game, they're going to let you know about it, because they're the ones that are paying to see you play every single weekend. And there's good things and there's bad things. I think sometimes fans are harsh and some of the things, and I get on the end of it as well. And you get hate tweets, hate comments on Instagram. And then, there's always going to be someone that loves you, and there's someone who's going to hate you. And as a professional, you just have to take it on your chin and know at the end of the day, if you look in the mirror and say, hey, I left it all on the field this weekend and gave it all, then you can hold your head up high. But you just have to deal with that. And certain players deal with it in certain ways, and some people can deal with it and some people can't. And I think playing in the Premier League, you have to expect that. You have to be able to deal with that, because it's part of your job.
You better have a thick skin, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not great when you look at comments. I'm not gonna lie.
What's the worst? What's the meanest tweet somebody's given to you? Mean tweets. I'm gonna give you mine in a second, and I think you're gonna laugh knowing you like you know me. But I want to hear your meanest tweet.
I'm gonna have to edit it a little bit,
please.
But you should never play soccer because you're worthless, blanking blank, and you should never put on the U.S. national team jersey on again.
Wow!
And that was for like playing for Stoke and for the national team.
Holy!
I mean, that's yeah. So I mean, it is what it is.
Strange.
People have their opinions, and some of these people, they'll say things because they just want to give their opinion, and they want to be heard. And if you respond to them, it's like you make their day.
Yeah.
Where you just ignore it and they just keep doing it. It's not a big deal, but it is what it is. Like I said, there's always going to be haters, and you know, as long as you have a close, you know, tight knit group around you with friends and family and support, then that's all you really care about. And if the coach is picking you every single weekend because he sees something in you and you're doing well every single weekend, and you know, he can't really argue with it because the coach sees something every single day and these guys don't see what you do every single day. So,
yeah, let's move on to Mark Hughes and your manager. Tell me about your relationship with him.
He's a great, great coach. I mean, he's someone that you want to play for. He's a player coach. He's played the game. He's played at some massive clubs and had a tremendous career. And you can see his eagerness to keep striving to be better, and the hard work that he puts us through every single day. I mean, every day we train, we're training, we're playing football, we're putting the ball on the ground, we're trying to be creative. It's different from when I was under Pulis, and not saying they're both different managers and they're both successful, but I enjoy playing under Mark Hughes a little bit more because it's more my style. But both managers were fantastic, and they accomplished things. But for me, I enjoy it because I'm able to be creative. I'm able to kind of fit that system where you're allowed to do what you want. As long as you understand your responsibilities, but he allows you to be creative in your own way.
Jeff, you know, I was sitting around talking with some of my friends the other night, and, you know, Brad Guzan, Aston Villa. But outside of him, I got to think that you're the lone American, along with him, that are really getting regular minutes in the top league in the world. I mean, is there anybody I'm missing here? I mean, am I, you know, does that ever frustrate you that more people don't recognize that you're a regular in what is arguably, and most people say, the most competitive league in the world?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, you have Tim, myself, Brad Guzan, and then you have Danny Williams that are playing in the championship, Tim Ream that are playing in the championship, and, you know, England's leagues are top quality, I would say. You know, I would say one of the most competitive leagues in the world. And the Premier League is, I would say, one of the best leagues in the world, if not the best league in the world. And I think maybe it's just the fact that the Potters, the Stoke, we have this persona of just hitting long balls, and we were thugs back in the day, and, you know, just kick people and tackle and all that kind of stuff. And I think it's going to take some time to change that kind of identity that Stoke has had for a long time. And now they realize that, hey, we're a team that's in the top 10 in the Premier League. We're a pretty big club, and we're up and coming, and we're getting better and better every single year. So I think it's just maybe changing that identity a little bit, and then maybe that will give the more notoriety of being more well known. And there's actual American that's playing in the Premier League, and you know, we have an actual American playing for Stoke City. But I mean, for me, it's just I kind of keep my head down, stay focused, and you know, trying to play every single weekend consistently, and trying to stay healthy and all that kind of stuff. But it is what it is. I think the U.S. media, you know, they have their guys that they focus on, and you know, obviously with the MLS and all that kind of stuff. But for me, it's just staying focused on myself and making sure that I'm putting the effort in every single weekend for Stoke City, and I'm playing.
So that's part one of our interview with Jeff Cameron, who's one of the few Americans in the English Premier League right now getting a lot of playing time, along with Tim Howard of Everton and Aston Villa's Brad Guzan. So, tomorrow night you can catch part two of the Cameron interview over on Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM during Dynamo All Access, which will kick off at 7 p.m. So join me tomorrow night. For tonight, well, we say thank you to you, the great soccer fans that are moving the sport forward here, and also to Bud Light. Bud Light reminds you to get over to HoustonDynamo.com, get down to the beautiful BBVA Compass Stadium. Your ticket packages are at HoustonDynamo.com, and Bud Light encourages you to get out to the stadium, be a part of supporting the game of soccer, and all that great enjoyment and entertainment that you get when you're down at BBVA Compass Stadium. Bud Light, the official sponsor of Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5, and also the Houston Dynamo, Major League Soccer, and the Mexican national team. For producer Michael Carroll, I'm Glenn Davis. Good night, everyone.